If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-390-9528. That's 800-390-9528. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-390-9528. Make the free call now. 800-390-9528. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, 12 minutes to play. We move to the fourth quarter, 21-20. Nettleton with the lead over Mountain Home. And it was Lindsay on that stop on that fourth down stop.
We were sitting here looking at it, you know, and I didn't want to overreact and give credit to the wrong defender because it was such a great play. It was Gage Lindsay, the sophomore, coming up and laying a big stick on Scarlett.
Second and 7 here for Mountain Home from their own 4-yard line. Here's that toss coming to the near side, and Hershberger is going to take it to the 10-yard line. He'll be about a yard shy, third and a yard coming up now for Mountain Home. Oh, they did get the first down. They're going to mark him at the 11-yard line. Great. So it is a first down. Yeah,
great run there. You know, he didn't carry the ball and touch it much in the third quarter. They kind of focused on some of those opportunities that McKay had for us.
So a fresh set of downs now for Mountain Home at the 11-yard line. With 11:40 to play, Mountain Home down by 1, 21-20.
And right here's where you want a good 8-minute scoring drive.
Definitely. Here's that counterplay, well played by the Raiders as McKay is going to get about a yard, and that's it. There's not much there.
Good job of maintaining ball control because the defender there got hands on the ball and actually kind of tackled the ball as much as he tackled McKay.
So 2nd and 9 now for Mountain Home.
You're a little bit behind the chains here, so you definitely want to try and get a decent gain. And we see McKay going off the field now.
Yeah, he's hobbling. He was a little slow to get up. No, he may be cramping up a little bit. That's what he's doing. He's stretching on the sidelines. He's cramping up a little bit. Logan Walker into the ball game at one of those wing back positions. Here's the toss coming to Hershberger. And he's going to be stood up and knocked back. He's going to pick up about 3 on the play out to the 14. About 2 on the play, rather, to the 14. So 3rd and a long 7 here for this Bomber offense.
Definitely one where you want to pop one on them. I don't know if you want to get the quick hitter or go back to the counter. See, right now, is this where Bob Bird would tell us what's going to happen?
He was Tony Romo before Tony Romo started doing that, wasn't he? He called the plays.
Pretty good sense of it.
He did, yep. 10:06 left in this ball game. 3rd and 7 for the Bomber offense. The inside handoff as they fake the toss, and Hershberger moving the pile. He's going to be very near the first down.
Depending on which side gets the spot,
he's got it. They've marked it the first down. What a great second effort by Hershberger.
You talk about guys getting up off the ground slow. Nettleton's defensive linemen are taking a beating.
And now Hershberger goes to the sideline. He's going to have to get a breather. He's, again, one of those many Bombers playing both ways. So here comes McKay back in. He left with cramps just a couple of plays ago.
Bojay back in at the fullback, and that's Will Gross that's going to line up at the halfback position. He has rejoined the football team after a couple of years out, and he is a specimen.
And concentrating on baseball, and he's now back with the football team. Hand off, and this is going to be about a 3-yard pickup out to the 34-yard line. Bojay had the carry. It was Bojay. 2nd and 7 coming up.
3 yards. We're right where we need to be.
9:02 to play. 2nd down and 7 here for Mountain Home. The toss is high. It's in the air. It's fumbled and Mountain Home's recovered. The Bombers fall on it. That's Gross that goes back to get it. It was a high toss coming from the quarterback, and it was off his hands. And now Mount Holmes behind the sticks. They lose yardage back to the 18-yard line. So it's third and about 13.
Great job by Gross to get back on top of that ball and give us a chance to get a first down here.
Gross will come out as
I think that's Hershberger coming back in.
Yep. Third and 13 now for this Bomber offense. Well, we just continue to have big plays in this ball game, and here's another one. And back to pass. Down the middle, and it's going to be intercepted at the 38-yard line. Picked off by the Raiders. The return across the 25, the 20, and still on his feet. Finally pulled down at the 20-yard line. Jaquan Dent with the interception on the pass play.
He was open. It was just a little too much air under that pass. He got it up high, and the defender was able to come up and out-battle McKay for possession of the football.
Second turnover of the night by the Bombers. Lost a fumble in the first half, and now the interception with 7:46 left in the ball game, and the Raiders with the ball at the 20.
Best field position of the night for Nettleton. It's going to take another great effort by the defense here to turn them back and give us a chance to get back in the ball game.
7:46 to play. Carter, low snap. The handoff coming to the near side. This is Young. Breaks one tackle, breaks the second tackle. He battles his way inside the five to about the one. It's first and goal coming up now for Nettleton. A 19-yard pickup. Sonny, we're seeing some fatigue now, I think, on this Mountain Home team. There's so many players going both ways.
That is definitely what I was thinking here, Brad. That lack of depth on these lines is really starting to show.
Here's Young straight ahead. He's in. Touchdown, Nettleton. Raiders will try the extra point here. This would make it an 8-point lead, which is still a one-possession game.
The good thing you can say about that drive is it was fast. It was quick. We got 7 minutes to work with. We don't have to get out of our game plan and force something on this ensuing drive. And Nettleton has a problem because they don't have enough men on the field.
They were a lineman short here on the extra point team. They still have 17 seconds on the play clock, though. Plenty of time. Golden in for the extra point, and it is good. 7:16 to play. Nettleton leads it 28-20. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons, go Bombers!
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Arkansas is known for its beauty. Rolling hills, scenic fields and valleys, and beautiful rivers run through our state. We want to keep Arkansas beautiful, but we need your help. Do your part by not littering and by keeping your community clean. Register for a local cleanup or become a litter grabber to fight litter at your own pace. Your community needs you. Join us in keeping Arkansas beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to learn more. This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
There's the ensuing kickoff by Nettleton. It's going to get into the end zone for the touchback. So, with 7:16 to play, Mountain Home will take over at the 20-yard line. 80 yards to go to tie it up.
80 yards and a two-point.
Touchdown and a two-point, yep.
I don't really see the two-point being as big a problem as it might be the way we're having offensive success tonight.
Right.
So, you know, it's just going to be maintaining control of the football, avoiding the miscues, and driving down the field and just take our 3 to 4 yards a pop at a time.
That's been the difference in the second half. The first drive of the second half, you had back-to-back penalties that took you out of a chance to convert. Last possession, you had the toss that was errant, put you behind the sticks, bend at 3rd and 13, and couldn't convert.
That's just what, in this offense, you've got to stay ahead of the chains.
There's a carry out to about the 23-yard line. That was Stockton who kept it that time, the quarterback, and he's going to pick up
two.
Looks like about 2 to the 22.
Not the optimal 3 yards that we like, but positive yardage. You know, that is after you had a negative play and a negative drive, you want to get back out and get something positive rolling forward and get your momentum back.
6:45 to play. Nettleton by 8. And here's that counterplay coming back to the near side. And McKay tripped up. Boy, he had some running room, but he got tripped up. And he's going to take it to about the 27-yard line to pick up a 5, so 3rd and short coming up.
Great job there by Bryce. So, you know, it just got a hand got him by the ankle and took him down. But that counterplay is really showing productivity. I think that could be a big play for us for the rest of the season. I really think with the success that we've seen from the double wing tonight, we will see this continue to grow with the off week next week.
Right.
We're going to see more and more wrinkles put into this offense.
3rd and 3 for this Bomber offense. And the toss. This is Hershberger following his blocker, set him up nicely, and he's right at the 30. And that should be a first down. It is. It's a first down, Mountain Home.
Great job. Another tough run right up the middle. He was pushing tacklers or would-be tacklers. And it's going to be interesting, though. We're going to have to divvy these carries up a little. He had a heavy load in the first half with the 18 carries. I think we tried to lighten that a little bit in the second half. But it's going to be having to kind of move that ball around that backfield and also to keep Nettleton off balance on defense.
You bet. 5:37 to play. The Bombers down 8 with the ball. First down at the 30 of Mountain Home. And the inside handoff. And Hershberger's tripped up. They faked the toss that time to McKay. And Hershberger's going to pick up 5 to the 35.
That was interesting. I don't know that we've quite seen, maybe we've seen that play, but we haven't seen it executed that way tonight. And, you know, kind of deked us both out on that because I was looking back because
yeah.
It was a great fake in the backfield putting your hands up like you're going to catch the ball. I mean, that's one of the things that you got to have when you're trying to do any kind of misdirection or tomfoolery with the defense is make the fake look good.
2nd and 5. Movement up front. Nettleton jumped and looks like they came across the line, and Matt Holmes going to get a free first down.
You can't beat that. If you're going to help you out, you got to take advantage. It's one thing that Nettleton had improved on a little bit throughout the third quarter, but as you get tired on both sides of the ball, these mistakes, it takes even more discipline to keep them from happening.
Nettleton, 8 penalties for 50 yards on the night.
I mean, Nettleton's not showing a lot of depth either on the defensive side of the ball.
So, first down, Mountain Home at the Bomber 40 with 4:42 to play. Bombers down 8. This is Hershberger, tripped up from behind. He's going to get a yard on the play, maybe 2.
He gets 2 if he gets the far spot. He gets 1 if he gets the near spot.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to give him 2.
From the 42-yard line.
Still cracks me up, Brad, these two referees just watching almost like a totally different ball game.
Yes. Timeout, Mountain Home, 4:17 left to play. Bombers down 8. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a 7th-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
.416 to play. It's 28-20. Nettleton leading Mountain Home Bombers with the football at their own 42-yard line. 2nd and 8 coming up here for the Bombers. That's the second half timeout by Mountain Home. They have just one left. That was a pretty good spot for it right there, Sonny. You got second and eight here. You've been moving the ball. You know you're tired. Take the time out here, get a breather, and kind of collect yourselves here.
Yeah, because you definitely want to stay ahead in this march here. You want to make sure your people got fresh. You got a substitute in. You got Vin Lee here playing tight end on the near side. So it's a chance to get ready.
Back to pass to Stockton.
Wide open.
Always hit as he throws, and it's incomplete.
For the first time tonight, we ran the tight end in the route.
Yep.
And Pausch released, and he was running free 15 yards downfield.
And that may have been another part of that timeout, too, to put the tight end number on Pausch instead of he's been playing some tight end. He's also played some offensive line. But
yeah, I think we've seen him playing, though, the tight end on the strong side.
That's right. He has been 86 all night. That's
right. Yeah, so he's been 86 all night. It's just like you have Vin playing at 53 on the unbalanced side. So I think as long as they report, that's okay.
Here's that misdirection play. Into the secondary is McKay. Breaks a tackle. He's got the first down. He takes it inside the 45 down to the 41-yard line.
Fantastic run. I actually think we caught a break from the official who picked one of the Nettleton defenders. They went down in a heap, and McKay just sprinted right past it.
A 17-yard pickup on third and eight. That's the block of the night right there by the official.
He may get a dirty jersey.
He may. I bet we can get Matt Hershberger to send one over to him. 3:55 left now in the ballgame. A fresh set of downs for the Mountain Home offense. And the handoff is to Hershberger. And he's going to pick up a yard or two on the play.
I think they're going to give him two.
Yep, at the 39.
The one thing that you can see the fatigue taking hold on both sides is everything is slowing down. The crispness of the plays have slowed down a little bit. You saw there, you could tell that Hershberger's feet just look a little extra heavy. And but this is also where conditioning and just willpower will take over in a football game.
It was 89 when we kicked off. We're at 81 degrees right now. Here's a toss sweep coming to the near side, and a good job by McKay to sidestep the first defender, move the ball forward, and he's going to pick up about two or three on the play.
The fantastic job there, because what he did, he actually took a step back inside. I think your normal reaction is to try and get outside of guy, but he stepped back inside, let him over pursue, and he shot upfield for what, to get a gain of 4 or 5
about
yards?
Four, yep, to the 35. So third and four coming up for this Mountain Home offense with 2:48 to play. Bombers down by eight. Looking to eat up most of this fourth quarter. They took over with 7:16 left after the touchdown. Here's the toss. Hershberger. He's going to get about two on the play. So fourth and two coming up at the 33-yard line.
And there's definitely no doubt what's happening here. We're just going to continue to run our offense, see some substitutions. Big number 73 just coming in. He looks like a fire plug.
He does, doesn't he?
What's he checking at on the roster? 5'8", 300?
They don't have a height and weight on him. he's about as wide as Bob Bird is tall. So he's fourth and two here for this Bomber offense. Can they keep the drive going? Here's the toss sweep to McKay. Turns it upfield. First down. He's at the 20. Cuts it back. He's at the 15. The 10. Foot race. 5. Touchdown. Mountain Home. McKay takes it in from 33 yards out. And the Bombers are within two. They're a two-point conversion away from tying this game up.
And we're going to get a rest for the play because there's a Nettleton defender down. And it looks fairly serious unless it's just a really bad cramp. Number 50.
Bryce McKay from 33 yards out takes it to the house. The 19th first down of the night for this Mountain Home offense. And now you're a two-point conversion away from tying this game with 1:43 to play.
His explosiveness is just on another level for the high school kid. I mean, he made two cuts. He cut back, and I don't know if he broke that guy's ankles and put him on the ground. But he definitely just ran away from number one on the defensive backfield and had one guy that pursued, and he made the leap and extended into the end zone. I'm not sure he even needed to. He was going to make it. But it was just another outstanding run by McKay, and it's amazing what we're seeing tonight, you would not. This is not the same football team that played the last 2 weeks.
No, not at all. So, with 1:43 to play, the Bombers are a 2-point conversion away from tying this game up.
So, do you go back to the well with McKay to try and use his quickness? Do you do the quick hitter to the fullback and see who's in there coming back?
I don't know how you don't go with the counter, the misdirection. It's been so effective tonight.
Definitely so. I just wonder about, though, in that close to the goal line.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to play defenders as far back off the line of scrimmage as they have.
That's true. Yep, they've got 11 in the box now. Everybody's there. What will the Bombers do? They want to pass across the middle. Oh, and it's incomplete. They look for Palsch across the middle, and it's just off his hands. Hershberger may have been open on the left side, but just off the hands of Palsch. The 2-point conversion is no good, and now the Bombers have to cover an onside kick. 1:43 to play. It's 28-26 Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the Bombers down by two, so now you have to cover the onside kick.
Yeah, there's really no option here to try and play any defense, and because I think we've already burned two of our three timeouts, so you can only got one stoppage.
And a minute 43 left.
Yeah. The only bad thing here is we have to do it kind of straight up. We don't have two kickers to put in that we could kind of fake them out on which way the onside kick is going, with Tabor being sidelined. So Cardenas is going to tee it up and see if he can get a good bounce.
The hands team out there, a bunch of receivers and running backs, even a quarterback out there for Nettleton. And a timeout by the Raiders. They wanted to see what the Bombers showed, and now they want to talk things over. 1:43 to play. We'll break. 28-26 Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, we'll line up again for another onside kick.
Nettleton was really struggling to get in position on that. Had guys that were almost offsides. So I think special teams coach took the timeout to set it up.
If the Bombers recover, they have a chance. If not, this one is pretty well done. It's going to take a bounce. Nettleton covers it at the 43, and all they have to do is take a couple of the knees. And this one's pretty well over now. At the 43-yard line is where this possession will start. The Bombers have just one timeout left to stop the clock.
Depending on how fast he takes the knee here, you could have less than 10 seconds runoff since the clock should not be running. You stop it again at maybe 1:38. They would have to probably kneel on it at least twice, if not three times.
Yes. Now they're still working out of the shotgun. You never know here. Low snap, and we got a flag.
Flags on the plate.
And what do we have?
Motion.
Procedure penalty against the Raiders. That'll back them up to the 38.
Doesn't hurt them as bad as you might think in this situation, because they're really not trying to gain yardage. Oh, they are. Okay. They get put the time back on the clock. That's what I was concerned about, because they did burn 2 seconds
right.
off, and the official's over here signaling he wants 143 because it was a pre-snap foul.
So they get the clock reset. Oh, we need a bad snap here with 143 left.
Or a bad mesh handoff.
And there's a handoff to Young. Young is tackled. Nice job. The play stopped pretty quickly. The Bombers take a timeout with 137. That only took 6 seconds. Final timeout for the Bombers. We'll break. It's Nettleton leading 28-26. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The school sports season is upon us. At Knox Orthopedics, they wish all area athletes an injury-free season. But sometimes the unexpected occurs. Their 3 highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries to get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
1:37 to play. The Bombers now out of timeouts. It is second down and about 14 here for the Raiders. The Bombers have to find a way to maybe force a turnover here. Carter hands it off at the middle, and nicely played. It's about a 4-yard gain back to the original line of scrimmage. Third down and 10 coming up here. 1:23 to play. They've not stopped the – now they're going to stop. They had never reset the play clock.
That's going to be a killer, Brad.
Yes.
Because that's going to take it down to, what, less than a minute? Way low.
Yep, 1:12 left. There's 16 seconds on the play clock. Raiders probably let this run down to 1 on the play clock, and then they'll take a timeout. It's going to be 3rd and 10 coming up here for this Raider offense. Play clock down to 1, and they take a timeout with 55 seconds left. So we'll break. It's 28-26 Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
With Arvest Bank, there's no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot: stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with the personal caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
55 seconds left. Sunday and I were just trying to do some math here. If the Bombers can hold on third down here, they could potentially get the ball back with somewhere 20, 25 seconds left to play.
Close, depending on if we have a punt return.
Right. Got to get a stop right here first, though. It's 3rd and 10 for the Raiders. Pugh is in the ball game. Low snap picked up by the quarterback, Carter. Carter being chased from behind, and he is stopped right at the line of scrimmage. He's going to gain a yard.
And there is a penalty flag.
We'll see what the flag is. Mountain Home pointing towards Nettleton. It was about a – they're right at the line of scrimmage. I don't think there's much gain at all on the play. And they're looking to mark this off against Nettleton. If you're Mountain Home, you decline the penalty.
I would, because –
you don't want them to run another play.
Yeah, they've only got – they got a couple of yards. You're looking at 4th and 10 on this play, so why would you take it?
Officials are talking to Brian Maddox, and that's, I believe, what they've decided. They're going to lead the ball at the 43-yard line. It was a hold against Nettleton, so that's declined. So it brings up 4th down.
And they're resetting the clock as well.
They're going to put 48 seconds, I believe, on the clock. Yes, 48. So now the Raiders will be forced to punt. McKay back deep for Mountain Home with 48 seconds left.
They don't have a punting formation because they will run the clock here. The clock has restarted.
Right, 22.
So they could run it down to 23.
23 seconds before they have to take a timeout. So that's about what we had figured, somewhere in the 20 to 25 range. And Nettleton's going to use their next to last timeout here. And it comes with 23 seconds left. So the Bombers are going to have to get a big punt return. We'll see what happens after this timeout. 28-26 Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
23 seconds left. The Bombers down by two. Nettleton looking at a 4th and 10. So McKay's going to be back deep. Mountain Home's going to have 10 guys on the line of scrimmage. I guess different ways to play this. You set up for the return. You bring 10 and try to block it. You got to be careful not to rough the kicker.
I think with McKay back there to return it, I'm going to play it straight up. Yep. I'm going to give him a chance to use his speed, get down there, because what if he breaks one back to the 20 and gets tackled with 2 seconds left? Cardenas can come in and nail one for the win.
There's the snap back to Carter. Gets the kick away. Good kick. It backs McKay up to the 20-yard line. Coming back towards the near sideline. McKay across the 30, the 35, tripped up to the 39. 13 seconds left for this Bomber offense. At the 39-yard line.
The Bombers will take over 1st and 10.
So the defense was able to get the stop. And now the offense looking at 1st and about 61 here. Out of timeouts. Coach Maddox has McKay and Stockton Lawson over talking with both of them right now as they're putting the play in from the sideline.
Well, we're actually, you know, there's no doubt we're putting the ball in the air. It's going to be interesting. Do we change our formation for this?
Right.
Because you could go back to the flex bone, but we're going to stay in the double wing.
They are. It's a five-man front for the Raiders as they go to their prevent defense. Stockton to pass. Across the middle. Overshoots the receiver. Should have been intercepted, but it was dropped by the defender that time.
Well, it was dropped by the defender because Pausch laid a licking on him.
Looking for Pausch, who was going across the middle. Hirschberger was down there as well. That took 6 seconds. So there's 7 seconds left on the clock. Unless you do something quick and get out of bounds, this will probably be the last play of the game.
The one thing that we have not seen yet is McKay throwing the ball after taking a toss.
Right. From the 40-yard line, the Bombers. Back to pass is Stockton. Right side is complete to McKay. McKay at the 45, at the 45. Laterals it. The Bombers lateral it again, and it's still lateraled again, and finally it's down at about the 37-yard line, and Nettleton is going to escape with a 2-point victory over Mountain Home here tonight. 28 to 26, Nettleton will get the victory. And, Sonny, I know this is going to be an extremely tough loss for this Mountain Home Ball Club, but my goodness, they've got to be so proud of the way they played tonight.
Well, that is definitely what I was thinking about as a talking point when we finish, because you've lost this game, but you won tonight.
Yes.
You found something that you can do and have success with that your kids are going to believe in, and you saw just the difference that the confidence, that belief, and success on offense turned to the defense.
Yes.
And, you know, if we can take this 2 weeks, we got a JV game Monday night, they can evaluate some of those kids, and if we can just find 10 to 15 snaps on whatever side of the line, that we can get some other kids in there and get that rest, that's what makes the difference when you get in this point of the ball game.
One thing, we talked so much tonight about the offense. Because they switched offenses, they went to this double wing, it made a huge difference. The defense, this is a Nettleton team that was averaging 60.5 points a game and held them to 28 tonight. So the defense, by far, their best game of the
season. Yes, major improvement. I did not speak to Coach West, his defensive coordinator, and Coach Maddox didn't mention any real changes, and it didn't look like they made real changes this week. It just looked like they made the plays that you're supposed to make. They
right.
put them back in the huddle. There were no 65-yard runs tonight. There, in fact, what was Nettleton's longest play from scrimmage was maybe 30-something yards.
Yeah.
And so, yes, you're going to go home. You're going to be upset in this locker room because this is a game that you should have won, but statistically for sure. But you're going to go into that Monday, and you're going to start looking at that film. And if I was a Bomber coach this weekend, I would be salivating at what I'm going to add to this offense to make it even more diverse.
Yes.
And, you know, because this is nothing but for us to build on.
The longest play tonight for Nettleton was 22 yards.
Yeah, that's amazing for the things that we had seen in the first 2 weeks. That's just a massive improvement. We saw guys playing their responsibilities. They didn't overplay. Mm-hmm. They didn't overpursue. They didn't allow the cutbacks that we saw against Sheridan. So, you know, and Nettleton did not find – they found a couple of soft spots in our zone, but they didn't go over the top.
Right.
And that's something that we've been very vulnerable to. Or if someone did get a soft spot in the zone, we didn't come up and make tackles.
Yep.
Tonight we made those tackles against very talented athletes, and that just shows, you know, the hard work that they've been putting in practice, and they're starting to see some results. I don't think that Coach Maddox could have even anticipated it going any better than it went tonight for the offense and for the defense.
Exactly.
I mean, really, you put yourself in a situation with the missed PAT that puts you in the two-point hole at the end. I mean,
right.
You're scoring and you're kicking it, so just, you know, it's always something little that seems to get you because that's what you had to work on. You have to work on perfection. Nobody is perfect. Nobody plays perfect football. Nettleton didn't play perfect football. But, you know, we pay 90% perfect tonight.
Right. Yep. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Begin the postgame in just a moment. 28-26, Nettleton wins it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. The Bombers postgame show is next on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's the season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The Saracen Casino Resort in Pine Bluff in Jefferson County believes in children. That's why, without hesitation, we proudly support athletics and academics in Arkansas. Founded by the Quapaw Nation with its base in Oklahoma, our goal has always been to ensure a better quality of life for Arkansas families. In fact, Arkansas is our homeland. We're investing more than $350 million in Arkansas and will employ at least 1,100 people. The Saracen Casino Resort, building our community one student at a time.